little series called Here Comes the Judge. Now, would you help me now? If you're new here today, this is how we do it. We look at this big old screen. You've got to help me preach a message. Come on, say, Here Comes the Judge with me. Now, that was all right, but we can do better. Come on. Here Comes the Judge. One more time. Here Comes the Judge. All right, here we go. Here we go. I hope people, when they see you, they don't go, Here Comes the Judge. Amen. Come on. Here's the message today. Look at that handsome rascal. I was going to say which one is right. Something's wrong with that picture, ain't there? Ain't there something wrong with that picture right there? Come on. That old fellow, look at that young fellow in the mirror, and he's deceived, ain't he? Time's passed a little bit. The message today is self-deception. Self-deception. Let's go to the Word. Here we go. And we're going to move it, Raj. The right judgment is, say it with me. If you're so enamored with judging somebody, judge yourself. Yes or no? Amen? You don't judge somebody, judge you. There's plenty of you to judge. Amen. So that's the right judgment. The wrong judgment is what? It's wrong. You don't have a leg to stand on. I don't care what your church taught you somewhere else. I talked about in the first service, some churches will look to see if you got the address on, ladies, when you come in the back door. Did you know that? Yes or no? That's crazy. Quote me. Tell them I said it. Okay? First time I went to church, I went to that church for a couple of weeks. They told me I needed a haircut. True story. I had long hair all over my head, down my back. It's gone. Guys, God hadn't called us to be any kind of police over anybody. You understand that, yes or no? This is a place where we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of love to be in this room. Are y'all hearing me? Okay? Judging others in any circumstance whatsoever is not right. Y'all got that, yes or no? You ought to spend your life, if you want to spend your life judging somebody, spend this life judging you so you don't go to hell. You make sure that you're found in Christ. Amen? Boy, that's who you really need to focus on. Because judging others can sure to get you off track if you don't watch it. Amen? We're going to talk about it today. Judging others instead of myself is a what? It's a trick of the devil. Boy, this is number one trick too, baby. Number one reason people don't come to church. Lost people don't come to church because they feel like you're going to be judged. They feel like the church is full of what? Hypocrite. Number one reason. Okay? So, judging others is a trick of the devil, and it leads to this right here, what we're going to talk about today. Self-deception. So, y'all with me so far? Deceiving yourself. Let's go now. We're rolling. Fooling myself into believing I'm righteous and others are sinners is the ultimate what? It is, guys. I'm good. They ain't. You're fooled. Okay? It's just crazy. It's crazy thinking, and you're deceived. It is possible to speak religious language, to believe religious doctrines, and to obey religious rules, and still be what? Absolutely. How many from an early age you were taught some religious doctrine? Let me see your hand. And some religious rules? Let me see your hand. And how many from an early age you learned how to talk the religious talk? Can I see your hands? You see what I'm saying? How many would be honest with me and say, but Pastor, it was only till later in my life I trusted Christ as my Lord and my Savior. Look at most of the hands went up in his room. It is very possible to speak it, to memorize it, and to be deceived. Amen. Come on. The ultimate deception is to judge others and not who? Myself, this whole chapter 7's been about that. And that's what we've been seeing, self-deception. Let's go with the Scriptures. We're going to pick it up. We did Matthew 7, 1 through 12, so we'll pick it up at verse 13. These are going to be familiar Scriptures to some of you, and they should be to all of us. This is, you need to read these Scriptures, the words of Jesus especially. Matthew 7, enter ye in at the what? Straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to what? To destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate. Narrow is the what? Which leads unto life. And would you say that last part with me? And what? Few, say it one more time. And few there be that find it. So, in this message today, we're talking about self-deception. We're just breaking it down with a few thoughts. Wrong way, right way. Wrong way, right way. Those two verses are talking about a wrong way and a right way. Wrong way, right way. Here's wrong way. There are two ways. Wrong way, right way. Say that with me. Two ways are wrong way, right way. Y'all right so far? People say I don't understand the Bible. How hard is this? Is it wrong way and a right way? Got it? Yes or no? Okay, here we go. Wrong way, right way. Wrong way is the way to hell. Wrong way. Turn back. Don't come here. Wrong way. Cliff. Hello. Amen. Say. Right way is way to heaven. I mean, that's not that hard to figure that one out, is it? Come on, let's keep looking. Wrong way is the broad way. The broad way. That's the wrong way. It's deceptive. It's destructive. And that's the road that most people are on. The broad way. That's what Jesus is saying. The right way is the what way? The narrow way. But that's one of the number one things people say in denying Christ. Well, that's such a narrow view. How can He be the only way to heaven? Here's how He can be the only way to heaven. Because God had one son, His name was Jesus. He gave Jesus, that was it. He didn't have no other sons. You understand? Say. It's God who justifies, not you. It's God who deems a person righteous or unrighteous. It's God who forgives, not us. Amen. Say. Come on. That's how it's a narrow way. Yeah, it's a narrow way. I'm glad it's a narrow way. I'm glad He says, this is the way, walk in it. Is that what the Scriptures say? That's exactly what the Scriptures say. Come on. So, wrong way is the majority. The majority are wrong. Who said that, Jesus? Jesus said it. He said it to religious people. Many of them, and they're going to what? Lose. They're going to lose their own soul. What profit is if a man gain the whole world and lose his own what? Come on. Many are enamored with whatever, religion, their own personal life, judging other people. What? They're going to what? They're going to lose, man. Many. The right way is the who? The minority, yeah, the few. That's what Jesus said. Few are there that find this out. He's trying to teach some incredible truth to us, guys. Are y'all listening? You awake with me? He's trying to teach you an incredible truth. Few there are that find this. The pearl of great price. Remember last week the verse was, don't cast that which is holy to dogs and don't cast your pearl before who? Remember that? This is a precious truth. The truth of Jesus Christ, His shed blood, His sacrifice on the cross, His death, His resurrection. That's a precious truth. Amen? Be one of the ones that find it. Don't be enamored with judging other people. Make sure you know Christ. Are you hearing me? Come on, guys. That's what He's talking about. This is me talking. It's my message. I'm convinced that looking at others instead of ourselves leads more people to hell than everything else combined. That's my view. I think us looking at other folk lead more people to hell than anything else. We're to judge ourselves. You hear me? If you don't watch it, you'll get caught up on that broad way, guys. You don't want to be on that broad way. You want the narrow way. We need to look at who? Stay with me. We need to look at who? Us. Amen. Come on. Scripture in James. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save what? Your soul. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, doing what? Deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. And he beholds himself, and he goes his way, and straightway he forgets what manner of what? Man that he was. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by judging people thinking you're good and somebody else ain't. Every time I read the Word, oh, it says that God loves me for sure all through it. But when I read that book, I also know that Gary Clark is a sinner. Gary Clark needs Jesus. Gary Clark still has flesh. Amen? It's something how we can read the Scriptures, we forget. We can hear a message and forget, and we stand in judgment over somebody else instead of ourselves. Are you hearing the message today? Don't be deceived. If I'm not very careful, I can deceive myself into thinking that I'm okay, because I compare myself to who? And I miss Jesus Christ altogether. You hearing the message a little? Okay, let's roll with it. We're talking about self-deception. Just walking through Matthew 7. Woo! Verse 15 is a lulu. This is Jesus speaking, by the way. I love it when it's Jesus talking. I just put it on Jesus, amen? You don't like this? Put it on Jesus. It's His words, amen? Beware of false prophets, which come to you in what? Sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? Ravening wolves. Now wait a minute. He starts off in verse 1, judge not that you be not judged. Then we saw the crazy verse last week. Don't give that which is holy to dogs. Well, that sounds like a judging verse. I've ever heard one, but it ain't. Here's another one. It sounds like Jesus Himself is sort of judging. Beware of false prophets, you know. But He's trying to teach us the truth, guys. He's trying to teach us that Satan wants your soul. Did you hear me today? He wants you to be on that broad way. And you are on that broad way because you're born into sin. Unless you choose that path, that straight gate, the gate of Jesus Christ, you're going to perish. Is that what the Scriptures teach? Sure it does. Okay? So, He's saying, you better take care of you. You better be sure you're not deceived. Are you listening today? Don't be deceived by false prophets. And that's for us today. He says, actually, beware. The word beware is the word we looked at last week. The word what? Discernment. See, Jesus doesn't want us to judge, folk. That's true. But He does want us to be discerning about decisions and things that we do in life. Jesus doesn't want us to feel better and judge even false prophets and make ourselves feel better because we judge them. But He does want us to discern their message. See the difference? It's all about you not being deceived. Because you ain't going to stand with me at the judgment. If you're lost, I ain't going to be with you. Right, brother? That's a great white throne judgment coming, and Gary ain't going to be there because I ain't going because I'm saved. You understand that? Say. The lost man is going to stand before God himself if he denies Christ. I hadn't denied Christ. I love Christ. I believe in Christ. I'm in. Amen? Yes or no? Praise the Lord with me. Come on. You ought to praise the Lord. Come on. But there's a battle going on right now. The word beware is the word discernment, which means to be aware of. It means to recognize. It means to know the difference between. Jesus said, beware of false prophets. They come in sheep's clothing, but are ravening what? Wolves. And we're going to park it here just a little bit. We're going to just talk. Keep going, Raj. Ravening wolves. What does the Apostle Paul say about that? 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear, Paul speaking, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his what? Subtlety. So your what? Mind should be corrupted from the what? That's in Christ. Did you know the message of Christ is a simple message? Say simple. Don't complicate the message of Jesus. Let's go over it real quick. All have sinned. Say that with me. So we're all sinners, right? Okay. The Bible says, but God commended His love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ did what? Christ died for us. See, that's the message of the gospel. We're all sinners, and Christ died for sinners. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be what? And that's just too easy, isn't it? What about church attendance? What about giving money? And what about confirmation? And what about this? And what about this? And confession? And what about all that? What about it? It's about you being a sinner, and I'm a sinner, and Christ died on the cross. He rose from the dead. It was God's plan. It was God's will. Whether you like it or not, that's what He chose, and that's what He did. Amen? Do you believe or not? Are you in or out? Come on. Paul says, I fear, Satan's going to deceive you, and you're going to get away from that simple message of Jesus. You hearing me? He goes on to say, for such are false apostles or false prophets. deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of what? Guys, just because somebody says they're a preacher of Jesus or they got him a TV show or whatever, guys, you need to beware. Is that what Jesus said? And that's what Paul is saying. Well, yeah, but they're on TV and they said Jesus and they fell down or whatever. It doesn't matter. Try the Spirit. Beware. There's a broad way and there's a narrow way. Don't be deceived. Paul goes on to say, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into a what? Angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their what? To their works. Keep that in mind as we get closer to the end of this chapter. Don't be deceived. Jesus said, beware of who? False prophets. Keep looking. Guys, anybody can speak religious language, they can have religious doctrine, and they can have religious rules. That does not mean that it is truth. Many of us already testified. We memorized a lot of that. But that did not save us. Is that correct? I'm going to tell you something. False prophets teach a false righteousness and a false doctrine and a false fruit. Stop it right there. I don't want to be ugly, but I hear it said often. Jehovah's Witnesses. Anytime I do this, it'll be on the radio and they won't like it. If you deny that Jesus Christ is God's only Son and that He is God Himself, you're denying the Scriptures. You hear me? I don't care how many pamphlets you put out. I don't care how hard you work. And by the way, all that work ain't getting you nowhere. It ain't getting you to heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of your what? It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should what? Is that what the Bible says? Is that what the Bible says, yes or no? And I'm not trying to be ugly, guys. Jesus is the one that said beware. Beware, beware. And I hear it often. Man, if we just work like them folks, or they're just good folks. You know, God doesn't see folks as good and bad. God sees folks as bad. He don't look like you look. God's holy and we're not. Say that. God's holy and we are. God's holy. No, that's right. See? When God looks at people, He sees bad. And the only way you're going to change His vision is through the blood of His Son. Amen. So when He sees Gary, He sees Jesus. Not that I am Jesus, but He sees that I'm in Jesus Christ. His blood has covered me. He has washed me from my sin. Do you see that, yes or no? No matter what kind of work I do, guys, it might be a message that's contrary to what people teach out there. It's the Scriptures. Have I lost you? Don't be deceived. That's what Jesus is saying. He goes on to talk about false prophets. He goes on. This is Jesus speaking. You shall know them by their what? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. I'm not saying it's easy. Okay? Because we're so easily deceived. We're so easily fooled. But Jesus said, you better beware. You better take time to make sure you're not deceived. Because your very soul is at stake. Did you hear me today or not? Well, I like this preacher. I like the way he parts his hair. I like the way he talks. He's so nice. Well, that's all good if we're talking about a popularity contest. But if we're talking about you perishing or you not perishing, I think you ought to get it right. Quit looking at the messenger and listen to the message. Did you hear me? It's a tough message today. We're bombarded with all kinds of religious stuff today. It's everywhere. And we're so easily deceived. Somebody can just quote a scripture in politics and we'll start following them. Did y'all know how we do that? Say, well, he quoted the scripture. He's a Christian. No, he's got a good speech writer.
He knows how to play that crowd. Quit following folk and get in the book, man. What's wrong with you? Your soul's at stake. Don't be deceived. They're self-deceived. False prophets. They magnify who? Not Christ. They exploit people. I'm going to tell you straight up right now. I didn't give my life to exploit you. Do you hear me? I'll find something else to do. If it's about making money, I got enough talent to go make some. Okay? Even at my age, I still got a big mouth and a personality. And last time I checked, that can make you money. Sure. Guys, at Fellowship Church, we're not about exploiting people. I want you to say that with me, the whole sentence. At Fellowship Church, we're not about exploiting people. Let's say that. At Fellowship Church, we're not about exploiting people. One more time. At Fellowship Church, we're not about exploiting people. We're about loving people. Did you hear me? The honest to God truth, as I look back now at that facility, that's been a big job. It nearly has killed me. But the thing that has motivated me, and you have to believe or not believe, it's up to you. But if you know me well enough, I think you'll come away with this conclusion. I didn't need that. What has motivated us to build and to reach, it has been a love for people. Do you hear me or not? We've said it many times, if you can't give cheerfully, then what? Keep it. We don't want you to come here and feel like you're being exploited. We want you to come here and give when you want to give and can give because you want to reach people because you love people too. Amen? I'm not trying to make this message about us, but guys, listen. Also, I preach here. I don't have a bunch of preachers preaching. But it ain't I'm preaching here because I try to magnify me. Look at Gary, look at Gary. No. This is what God's called me to do. I've been in this town a long time. I love this town. I'm gifted in what I do. But it's just, somebody's got to do it, and I do it. Amen. It's not about magnifying me. Even my name on a billboard. Why you put your name on a billboard? I got criticized for that. Put my name on a billboard. Fellowship Church, Pastor Gary Clark. Because to be honest with you, more people in this town knew Pastor Gary Clark than they knew Fellowship Church. Because I've been here a long time. That's why I put my name up there. Why? So people can come to Christ. They might know me. Give a little bit of credence or credibility to this ministry we were starting. You understand? Is that delusion on that one? It's a hard line to walk sometimes. I know I'm getting off track here, but I have to walk a line sometimes of wanting to get the ministry and wanting to get the gospel out and wanting to build our church and putting myself out there, and I have to guard myself that I'm not full of myself or trying to win me a crowd. Y'all listening? I hope you hear me today. They exploit people instead of edifying and loving people. We want you to come here and feel edified. How many feel loved when you leave here on Sunday? You feel loved. How many feel like when you come to fellowship, you know, I'm not going to be today, but whatever. Most of the times you come and you feel like you get something from the Word. Can I see your hands? That's what we're here for, to edify you, to build you. Amen? But not to tell you a lie, to tell you how great you are all the time. No, we're all sinners and we need help. Amen? Okay? The false prophets, their message doesn't lead to what? Real life change. How many would say, here at Fellowship, the message of Christ has led to change in your life? Can I see your hand? There's hands. Not every hand. Your life was maybe changed somewhere else, but a lot of hands. Guys, Jesus said, beware. Are you hearing me? These are tests. Who do we magnify self or Christ here? Do we exploit people or do we love people and try to build up people? Does the message that we preach change lives? And are we about seeing lives change and strengthen? Are you listening to me or not? I know it might put you to sleep, but this is important. Here's what Paul said, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. There's a work going on in many religious circles that is just
It's contrary to the gospel. And Paul said, beware of it. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit, and we rejoice in who? And we have no confidence in the what? In the flesh. What things were gained to me, Paul says, those I count lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them as what? Crap. That's the word. Paul said, ain't about me. It ain't about nothing I've ever done. It's about Jesus, that I might know Him. Are you hearing me? And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness. That's why you want to be careful. Don't be deceived. You don't want to leave this planet with your own righteousness. Remember I said that today. You don't want to leave this planet with your own righteousness. You want to leave this planet with His righteousness. Do you hear me? That's the chance you have right now in this life to get it right. There's a broad way. There's a narrow way. The narrow way is to trade your unrighteousness for His righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by what? That I might know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. And if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Amen? That's the goal here. So beware of false prophets. Jesus said what? Say it with me again. We're almost done because y'all look like y'all been like on a wild trip. So Mitchell asked me to preach a message on these verses coming up. Instead, we looked at the whole chapter. I think after looking at the whole chapter, these verses make a lot of sense if you just read them. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? Jesus speaking, and that I will profess unto them. Say it with me. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work. Don't you think after we study the book of chapter 7 of Matthew, we have a little better understanding of maybe what that's talking about there at the end? We're still going to say a couple of thoughts about it. Let me tell you something, friend. The test is not the words that you say. Lord, 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 Lord. God bless you. Amen. The test ain't the words. Lord, Lord. You know what that is? That's religious language. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived into thinking that that little religious language means that I have His righteousness. It does not mean that. The test is not the prophesying. That's another word for preaching. The test is not the prophesying or the preaching or the what? The works. That's not the test. Anybody can preach. Anybody can do religious works. Religious doctrines, religious rules. Don't be deceived. That's not the test. The words or the doctrine or the rules. That's not the test. What did Jesus say? But he that does the what? Will of my who? Is that what he said? So the test is not the words. The test is not the rules. The test is not the doctrine. The test is doing the will of God. What is the will of God? True faith in His only Son, Jesus Christ. Would you say that with me? True faith in His only Son, Jesus Christ. Can we do it one more time and maybe a little louder? True faith in His only Son. That's the test. And few there be that find it. How you doing on it? Say.
That's God's will. God did not send His only Son to die on the cross. Oh, by the way, be born of a virgin. Die on the cross. Raise Him up from the dead. Accept His death as the sacrifice for you to somehow get up some other way. Amen? Or for it not to matter. No. See, the will of God is for you to be saved. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but He's what? Aren't you glad? He's what? He's long-suffering to us. Aren't you glad? Not willing that any what? But that all should come to repentance. That's God's will. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by who? That's the will of the Father. Any other gospel is a false gospel. Any other prophet preaching another gospel is a false prophet. Did you hear me? Jesus said, beware, don't be deceived. For by grace are you saved. We said it already, through faith and that out of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of what? Lest any man should boast. Any other gospel is the broad way, not the narrow way. I don't care what you say, what your language is. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that what? He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. It takes a little work and effort to maybe not be deceived. It's worth the effort. Amen? To get the truth. I feel like I'm wearing you out. We're done. Religious language, religious doctrine, or religious rules will never save me. Would you say that with me? Religious language, religious doctrine, or religious rules will never what? Do you have that down, Fellowship Church? Do you feel like you got that one down? Yeah, praise the Lord, man. Come on, if you got it down, come on, get it down. Fooling myself into believing that I am righteous and others are sinners will never save me. And Bill, you said something to me the other day after the service about never you won't stand before the judge because you've been saved. The great white throne judgment. We talked about it. And I got thinking about what he said. A little bit after I was reading the scripture, it just came back to me. But here's the point. The first verse of Matthew 7 is, judge not that you be not judged. It's something like that. Correct? Yes or no? After I read all the chapter and I studied it carefully like I've been doing with you guys, I see new meaning now in verse 1. I got new meaning. You still shouldn't play God and you still shouldn't judge people. It's wrong, 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 wrong. But I got new meaning. Here's the point. Judge not that you be not judged. Listen, don't judge other people. Focus on you, man. Because you, if you judge you and you put your faith in Christ, you will never be judged. Did you hear me? Judge not that you be not judged. Make the right judgment. Choose the straight way. Choose the narrow way. Choose Jesus. Don't choose religious Lord, Lord. Don't choose the doctrine, the rule. Listen. Make good choice about who you're going to choose. And you'll not be judged. Isn't that pretty good? So you shouldn't... Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. So you shouldn't judge for two reasons. One, it's wrong and it's always wrong to judge people. You shouldn't judge also because you can make sure better use of your time by taking care of you and judging you and making sure you're in Christ. Now, Mitchell, I don't know if that answered the question or not. I believe it did. Amen. Come on. Only faith in Jesus Christ will what? Lord, Lord, we did this. Never knew you. Never knew you. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies,
We were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom now we have now received the what? The atonement. Only saved through Christ. Can you say that loud? Don't be. Come on. Don't be deceived. The only judge is who? And one time, loud, loud, loud. Here we go. Come on. One, two, three. Here comes the judge. And His name is Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Thank the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. It's a good word. Amen. Come on. Let's stand.